crazy after all these years? Here at NH Unscripted, and we're proud to say it. I am your Paul Simon-like host, Ray Dudley. You know the drill. We are coming to you from the not overly ostentatious digs of the WKXL studios in Concord, 1450 AM, 103.9 FM. For the beautiful, beautiful souls in Manchester, we are at 101.9 FM. And our URL is nhtalkradio.com. You know what to do. Fire up the Motorola, gather the kids around the radio, and put the swamps and TV dinners in the oven because we are loaded for bear today. Oh, I need to thank my sponsor, Lakes Region Fence in Guilford. Matt and the folks up there do incredible work. I have seen it personally with my own two eyes. My own two eyes right there on the job site. But you can go to lrfence.com. Can spend hours and hours and hours just feeding your soul with beautiful pictures of all kinds of fence. It's like Mona Lisa kind of stuff out there. LRFence.com. You can choose a fence. You can click a button and get a free estimate. Yeah, Matt, we love you guys. Thank you for sponsoring the show. That is LRFence.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, for a return visit, Lizzie Borden, a.k.a. Jordan Formicelli. And I have Marina Alchilaganen. Is that how I pronounce
that? That was incredible.
Thank you.
First try?
I've been practicing all day. When you're my age, you do that. They are from Dive In Productions, and we have a lot to talk about today. Jordan.
Yes.
I was out at your Instagram page, and I'm like, they can't possibly be doing all of this. All of this. You have It's Lit. You have a master class in writing going on.
Yeah.
You have an anniversary thing coming up.
Ray, you're catching all the events. Well, thank you so much for being such a loyal follower.
Well, when you don't have much time at the home, you know, you just kind of do what you can, you know.
No, I love it.
So let's start with introduce yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Give the audience a little bit of background, and then Marina, you can do the same thing, and we'll fire away from there.
Absolutely. Sounds good. Hello. My name is Jordan Formicelli. I am a Portsmouth native. I'm living in Somersworth now, and I am the artistic director for Dive In Productions, which is a local theater company. We kind of bounce around from venue to venue, but we are mainly based out of the seacoast in New Hampshire. So I have been doing a lot of theater work over on the coast in New Hampshire, and I have been on the program before, and it's a delight to be back.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Hi, Marina.
Hi there. Hi, my name is Marina Alchilaganen, and I am the executive director for Dive In Productions. I'm local to the Durham area, where I live with my husband and our adorable dog, Appa. I've been an artist on the seacoast most of my life, with a brief intermission for school down in Boston, but been doing this with Jordan for years now.
Yeah.
like 14. Yeah, that's why we're talking about what's coming up. Is it true you were one of the founders?
I am the founder. That is correct.
Mm-hmm. Why don't we chat a little bit about how that started and why?
Sure. So back in 2014, there was a show I was really passionate about called The Upside of Being Down. It's a very sweet show, theater for young audiences, so designed to kind of be accessible for people of all ages. So I was in school down in Emerson in Boston, majoring in directing, and I had submitted it to one of our clubs, who got back to me, said, thank you, but no thank you, we're not interested. And a general theme for myself is I don't like waiting permission to be told that it's all right to start doing art. So
thread here.
So I went ahead and got a group of friends together who, kind of like me, hadn't found their people within the theater community. So Emerson is a fantastic school, but kind of very isolated. So if you're not an acting major, you're not going to be acting. If you're not a directing major, you're not going to direct. And if you're not kind of in the right place with the right people, liked by the right people, you know, what opportunities are you going to get? So I got a group of writers and speech pathologists and publishing majors, like people who hadn't found their foothold in the college's theater program, but had done it all through high school and middle school and had always had that as an outlet, got us all together to do this really beautiful show. And it just kind of kept going from there. I kind of discovered this pocket of people at Emerson who, like me, just hadn't found their own place and wanted to come together as a community. So our goal has always been to kind of be this open and welcoming environment for anybody who wants to do theater. I'm very much in the belief anybody who wants to participate in it should.
And you bust them all up to Portsmouth. Is that how that happened? So are you both from Portsmouth?
So Jordan and I met in 2015. Mm-hmm. So I did dive in all through college, graduated in 2016, and then I kind of took a little hiatus for a minute and kind of thought, okay, this was nice, I'm going to pause. And Jordan and I met doing a cabaret series, really hit it off. Jordan had come to me and said, I really am interested in doing a production of Little Shop of Horrors. Would you be interested in co-pitching this with me? I've got a production company. You've got a production company name. Let's combine them. And it's really because of Jordan that Dive-In kind of had this resurgence of, you know, moving from what was a college organization into what it is today. You know, where I'm really proud of all the work that we're able to do across the state and across New England. So it came up to New Hampshire really and is what it is. I credit so much of it to Jordan kind of like lighting the fire and making it happen.
I'm blushing.
Humble thing, you.
It was definitely, again, because, you know, Maureen and I work really, really well together. And I think that it was cool to learn more about the history and origins of, you know, the work that Maureen had done before. And I feel like we have gotten to continue that mission and also, like, expand our own expectations of like what we can do, because another thing that I know Maureen has mentioned a lot, and I love it, is that you're not defined by a resume. You can always, if you're passionate, if you're dedicated, if you are positive and, you know, a good person to work with, you can always learn a new skill, or you can always try anything in theater and live performance. And that's been a really amazing thing to, I've seen it unfold since we've kind of, you know, had this resurgent with Dive-In over the last 5 years.
So you both perform? You're both performers?
Yeah.
Okay, I have a question for you.
All right.
I was in New York, and I like to ask this periodically. I was in New York, went to the Museum of Broadway. Have you been there?
I haven't yet, no.
It is wonderful.
It looks so cool.
But it made me think, as I went through the archives of all of these shows that have hit Broadway. And so I'm going to ask you this question. As big performers now, big stars, if you were to hit Broadway, would you prefer to do a show as a big name star, people knew you, would you prefer to do a show that you, because of your name, could bring to Broadway that had never been performed before, or would you prefer to be in a show that has already got a big name and you're the star?
That is such a great question. I'm going to go ahead and say I probably lean towards the former, just because I'm also like, both of us share this in common. We're really big proponents of original works and debuts. So the idea of getting to maybe use a little bit of like status and resources to bring in maybe a new story or a story that doesn't get shared as often, sounds really excited to me. It would depend on the revival, though. Like, if it's a kind of situation of like those Sondheim revivals, like Merrily We Roll Along or Company, like those are legendary. Like, if I could do like a solid Sondheim piece, like, put me in. But probably the former, if I could be a big star.
Marina?
Yeah,
no, I fully agree. If it's Sondheim,
there you are.
Sign me up. I have no questions. I will be your tree, and I will be the happiest little tree who's ever lived. But the opera, you know, in the past couple of years, like getting to hear the new music that's coming out of Broadway is so exciting. And like I'm looking at stuff like The Great Gatsby right now, where the compositional style is very, very intentional for the woman who's playing Daisy, where they have kind of written it around a voice type that doesn't typically get featured and recognized in contemporary musical theater. So like watching an industry make these discoveries of their own capabilities and of the talent pool that's already existing but just hasn't been utilized is really exciting for me. So I probably go with that.
That is very, very interesting. Very interesting. I don't have a preference either way because I'm not a big star like you guys. Oh, I hear the music. Hang on. Put on your tap shoes. We have to tap out to a commercial, pay some bills. Oh, maybe get a few pez, maybe. You are listening to NH Unscripted. I am your happy-to-be-out-of-bed host, Ray Dudley, and we are coming to you from the YMCA-like digs of the WKXL studios in Concord, 1450 AM, 103.9 FM, and for the beautiful souls in Manchester, 101.9 FM down there. NHTalkRadio.com is the URL. Jordan and Marina are in the house from Dive In Productions. We are coming back. I got a lot of questions. I think I got some Pez crumbs on me. I got to brush off the sweatshirt there. Well, you can't always get what you want, but you can get NH Unscripted. We are happy to be alive. And you are listening to NH Unscripted. I am your, Mick Jagger type host, Ray Dudley. And we are coming to you from the deep, 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 deeply embedded bunkers of the WKXL studios in Concord, 1450 AM, 103.9 FM, and for the beautiful blessed souls of Manchester, 101.9 FM. NHTalkRadio.com is our URL. Dive In Productions from Pottsmouth, way out on the seacoast, is in the house. Jordan, Marina, tell me, you're about to celebrate your 10th anniversary. How in the world did you survive the you-know-what?
Yeah, I mean, it was one of the biggest challenges that any live arts organization can face. What happens when you have to move your entire, your business, but also just creative outlet online? So we did a lot of things that I'm incredibly proud of with online work. So we kind of took this opportunity to say, all right, obviously, we're not going to be doing full musicals, anything like that. But like Jordan was saying earlier, the thing that gets both of us so excited and passionate is the opportunity to learn something new or hear a new voice. So we did things like monologue competitions where folks were paired up. It was an actor and a writer. And we did an online monologue competition in collaboration with the Players Ring where... Wow. Writers submitted a monologue, actors would film themselves, and then we did a stream of it for a couple hours, and people were voting live, and
That's quite a pivot.
It was very, very cool. We did something, we did a 48-hour songwriting event where we would be in teams of three, one person to write lyrics, one person to compose music, and one person to sing. You had 48 hours to put a new musical theater song together.
Well, that was smart.
Thank you very much.
No, it was really exciting and just like different kinds of, prompts and just having people having to work remotely, but it's still like, it's a creative collaborative process. And it was definitely a pivot, I think, too, with like, we learned just tech-wise what it kind of takes to be able to sustain and also present live art or just even recorded art to an audience.
So a couple of things there, and I know we need to get into the 10th anniversary thing, but so was there a time when you might have thought, this is it, we had our run, because some groups did go under. They could not make that pivot. They just kind of froze up, or they could not, because of the seating, the restrictions and all that, they just couldn't do it. Did you ever have a moment like that?
I don't think so, and I think... None of us knew if we would ever be able to get back to what we, know we can, and we can be back in theaters together, which is incredible. But I think because the joy in creating art for us really does come from community coming together, the fact that we were able to find a way to bring the community together even while we were all at home made me think that, you know, even if it never goes back to what it was before, we found something really cool that we can do together. And, you know, we had been exploring, a couple of playwrights had put out digital versions of their shows, like specifically designed for Zoom. So we had been exploring that, and there was no point that I kind of thought, all right, we're not going to make art anymore, because I know, at least for me, that was the thing that kind of kept me going and excited. It was great to have something to be excited about while, you know, sitting at a little folding card table in my bedroom.
Yeah.
I would say that also we're very fortunate that, again, we had met a lot of very passionate people who also believed in the work that we were doing and how we go about it. And again, a blessing and a curse of not having our own venue that we have to maintain. So it's kind of like, maybe like, not even if you build it, they will come. But if you find a space, a screen, and you have people who are just generally excited to create, you can make magic out of cardboard. You can kind of do whatever you want. We weren't really beholden to any physical space or having to maintain that. So also, even just from a practical standpoint,
so there was less pressure to have to come up with money to cover the overhead and all that.
Exactly. We were very fortunate in that, as long as we had passionate people who were still dedicated to working with us, we would always find a way to have a creative outlet for them.
So hate is gonna hate, art is gonna art. Wait, okay.
Art is gonna
create.
Yeah.
Old man dribbling on himself.
That's
over here.
Okay. Bars, I love it.
So, URL. Give us a URL first of all before we go too far.
Oh yeah, we have a domain.
Yeah.
Yes, you do. I've been there.
DiveInProductions.com.
And what's the other going to find out there?
Oh, so many things. Events such as our 10th anniversary celebration.
Ding, ding, ding. Yes.
And a plethora of other information about the organization, past plethora. Productions.
A plethora.
Various ways to get involved, because, gosh, we are always looking for people to come on over and create with us.
It's great segue, Jordan. Okay, let's talk about the 10th anniversary. Fire away.
So,
because it's really unique.
I am so excited and so thrilled that it's even a thing that we get to be discussing.
Yeah, I can't believe it's themed either. It's not just a celebration.
It's going to be incredible. So the thing that was really important to us in this 10th anniversary celebration is really making sure that it was about the people who have made this possible for the past 10 years. So we reached out to well over 100 artists that we've worked with, range dating back to 2014. The list is bigger than that, but folks move, life changes.
Yeah.
But reaching out to everybody, every actor, every designer, every photographer, videographer, people have just hung posters for us, every musician we have ever worked with, saying, we're going to do this on the 29th. Would you like to perform? Would you like to send in a video? Would you like to just be there? Our goal is really just bring this community together that has meant the world, it's meant the world in so many ways, and getting to celebrate and showcase, where we've come from, where we are now, and the people who continue to make this possible.
What's the feedback been? Have you had a lot of response?
Yeah, it's been phenomenal. We have a little over 40 people performing, which is going to be wild. Mm-hmm. Very excited. Folks are bringing their friends and family, and just getting to highlight, the music that's kind of kept us and brought us together over the years. We're bringing in some scenes from the shows. We're sneak peeking a couple of reveals for our 2024 season.
Nice. Big things coming up. You don't have to tell me. Well, you could if you want.
We have a lot of really exciting projects. Things that we also have started, including Midsummer Night's Dream, which will also be at the Mill Space in Newmarket, because our 10th anniversary is at the Mill Space in Newmarket, New Hampshire, and we get to do a really, really cool immersive production of Midsummer. It's our first,
first Shakespeare.
So that's really neat. Wow. Directed by Kat Mail, who we got to work with last year as a stage manager. So it's really great to see people kind of get to try out different roles, if even if they felt like, you know,
it's a huge cast too.
Yeah, it's yeah. it's a great ensemble. So that is awesome, and Marina can definitely speak more to like the collaboration aspect of it, because there's a lot of cool stuff that goes along with that production. But we're also, again, in the theme of new works, we're doing we have a dive incubator workshop series. What? where we cultivate new works, and that got started last summer. And one of the things to come out of it is that we're now getting to produce a staged production of romantic comedy horror shorts written by Will
Sachs.
There's
a lot in that.
I know. It's the whole package. It's a lot going on. But Will Sachs.
Rom-com.
I know. Will always says it perfectly, and I've asked him to repeat it several times, and I never get it right. But he is going to be, he's the writer, and he's directing it, and that's also going to be happening at the Nasson Little Theater in Springvale, Maine, in the fall. But yeah, I don't know. Marina, do you want to talk about any of the other projects or
yeah.
You don't have them? To. I know you have.
Oh, I'm,
no.
We can keep going.
No, Marina is ready.
In April, we're really excited for our cabaret series. We're going to be doing a cabaret titled It's Lit.
Yeah, which it looks great.
We're so excited. It was an idea pitched to us pre-COVID by an incredible member of our community, Catherine Gatcombe, who is a brilliant librarian and just like an just the biggest advocate for reading. So she had pitched us this idea on songs coming from books. So yeah. We're excited for that.
Hang on, put a pin in that. The time goes so fast. Well, Saturday night's all right for fighting, but it ain't Saturday and we ain't fighting. But it is NH Unscripted, and I am your Elton John-like host, Ray Dudley. We are coming to you from the Six Flag-like conditions of the WKXL studios in Concord, 1450 AM, 103.9 FM, and 101.9 FM for the beautiful people down in Manchester. We love you, folks. NHTalkRadio.com is the URL. I'll give you a little bit more info on that later. Jordan Formicelli, Marina Altschuler-Gannon is in the house.
Nailed it.
From Diamond Productions. We're going to be chatting some more. Hang on. It's time for Spam Sandwiches. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama! You have found NH Unscripted. I am your Beach Boys-like host, Ray Dudley. Yeah, I'm about as big as all of them put together. We are coming to you from the... where are we right now? We are on the Taj Mahal-like digs of the WKXL studios. 1450 AM, 103.9 FM. Those are Concord. 101.9 FM in Manchester. And I was giving you a URL for all you folks who don't like to find the radio. I don't know what AM, FM is. God, those old folks always talking about radios. NHTalkRadio.com is our URL. And out there, of course, there's a live button. You can listen to us live. Not many people ask for it live, but hey, it's there. We also can find the archives of this show, plus all of the other great programming here at the WKXL studios. So you can listen to it, you know, when you wake up at like 3 in the morning, like, man, NH Talk Radio. Yeah, 3 a.m. in the morning. Grab the coffee. Anyway, enough jabbering. Marina, Jordan, let's talk about It's Lit.
Yeah.
Great name, by the way.
Thank you so much.
I kept thinking, it's lit up. I'm going to talk about lit up. And I'm like, wait, no, that doesn't sound right. It's not lit up.
It's literature.
Thank you. Oh, maybe I was lit up. Maybe that was the problem. Oh, yeah. Flashbacks from my 70s. Anyway, it's lit. What's happening with that?
Yeah, so we have been lucky enough to be doing cabarets across the state since about 2019. This one's going to be on April 27th, again, at the New Market Mill Space. And our theme is songs from musicals that are inspired by literature, inspired by books. So submissions just opened for that, and we had a feeling the theme was going to be popular because the Venn diagram between musical theater people and avid readers is a circle. So.
Well put.
Thank you very much. But it's great. It's songs from, you know, people are submitting stuff from Les Mis and Be More Chill and Cabaret. I'm trying to think what else has come in recently. Bridges of Madison County.
Yeah. Just so many shows that you're kind of like, oh, yeah, you like remember kind of where the source material actually comes from. And it's, I think it's like a really great way to highlight those kinds of shows, but also like some, you know, material that doesn't really get like brought to the surface that much. And again, it's going to be a real mixture of different genres. And I'm excited too, because it's going to feature some Wind in the Willows, which is a Frog and Toad based musical, as well as from Pasek and Paul's James and the Giant Peach. So it's going to be like a lot of really delightful tunes, and people are really excited. We've already gotten a lot of submissions. We're always accepting more. We're accepting those until the 25th. So
what are the parameters again? What are the actual rules that they can just submit anything as long as it has something to do with?
If it was a musical that was inspired by a book.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and we've got a form that has all the information, as well as a list that Kat Gackham, who is, again, our literary consultant, she collaborated with us and put it all together. So she's an amazing resource and so enthusiastic and really helping us like put this one together. We're really excited because we've definitely done some collaborations on cabarets, and we got to do some last year, but we're back at it this year, and it's a big event.
What thrills you about cabarets? You've said it several times that you really do like to do them. What's the catch there for you?
I think for me, the thing that I find really special about them is it caters to a group of performers who you get a mix between folks who, you know, do have the time in life to be committing to full rehearsal processes for big shows. You know, I can be in a rehearsal three nights a week for a couple of months, but it also is a really great opportunity for folks where, you know, life does not give them that kind of flexibility right now. You know, whether that be through work or family or just general circumstances, you know, it's not possible for everybody who loves performing and finds this creative outlet to be dedicated three nights a week, be away from their homes that much. And giving an opportunity for those folks who do find joy in an outlet in performing is so special. And it's an opportunity to hear things from shows you might not know, like, it's community and it's learning, and those are my two favorite things. So,
no, 100%. It's accommodating. It's accessible to various different artists. And again, yeah, one of the things too that I like is that sometimes you don't get to see full productions of certain shows. Mm-hmm. So when people like also bring a selection that's kind of like a little out of left field, it's nice to hear songs and material that you don't always get to hear.
Yeah. So what type of musical accompaniment should they expect?
The one, the only, Tim Goss on the keys.
Tim the one.
Tim Goss on the keys.
Wait, wasn't he here before?
He sure was.
Yes, he was. Yeah.
Yeah, he was he has kind of been our music director extraordinaire. He did just recently work with us on Lizzie.
Lizzie Borden,
yep,
yes.
As well as Spelling Bee, and he's been doing a lot of projects and musical accompaniment for our cabaret series as well.
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry, just to shout him out for his work on Lizzie. He was actually the recipient of Outstanding Music Direction in a Community Production at the New Hampshire Theater Awards.
He won it. Shout out, Tim.
Yeah.
My gosh.
So definitely just, again, like exemplary.
That's huge.
Yeah, just an example of, you know, someone who is really passionate about what they do, works really hard, and is a great person to work with. It was really cool to see that kind of all come together with, like, you know, community and state recognition. It was our first time, Marina or I think, in like the NHTA's New Hampshire Theater Awards like setting. So it was really cool to, you know, not only feel like, okay, we're really passionate, we're working on projects that we really believe in, but then getting to have, you know, other people from New Hampshire see that and be like, yeah, and you're doing a pretty good job.
I might add, yeah. Contemporaries, you know, folks that you appreciate their nod.
Yeah.
From so you had mentioned that you thought that some novel things could pop up in the selection of songs. Have you found anything that you're like, oh, I had no idea. That caught me off guard in a song selection for the cabaret?
Yeah, definitely for me already. I know that there's a lot of, you know, work that also, again, is literature inspired, but it's like newer works that are maybe coming up in like, you know, the world of like social media and like Instagram or TikTok, musical. That's a, I think, a big outlet for new composers now. So there were some musicals on the list that I think are pretty contemporary, pretty new, like Epic.
Yeah,
Epic
yeah.
was one of the ones. But yeah, Marina, I don't know if there was any on there for you that you were like, whoa.
Yeah, we had a submission from Epic, which is a musical based off of the Odyssey. We've had submissions come in from Death Note, the musical, which I think is a
based off of a
graphic novel. Yeah,
Ben Hunton will know if we don't. He'll find a way to let us know. But yeah, it's there's a lot of really again. Natasha Pierre and the Great Comet, which I know that there is a production going at the Seacoast Rep, but it's the regional premiere, so it's great to have, like, you know, a work like that that I think is also really unique, like, composition-wise. You know, people are like, oh, yeah, let me showcase, like, you know, a song like that that's kind of, like, you don't hear
yeah.
that much.
Are there any parameters that people have to meet? Like, does it have to be within like a 3-minute, 4-minute? Can it have like an unlimited number of people in the cast? Could it be like a huge dance number? I mean, what are you subjecting them to here?
So typically we try and keep things around 3 to 4 minutes.
Okay.
And the main reason for that is, again, with the cabarets, we like to be able to showcase as many people as possible. So it's less to do with, you know, we only want to hear short songs, and more we want to see 18 people versus 15 people. Like, how many people can we give the microphone to in a night?
Gotcha. So, and for the night, how long do you expect the full night to be?
Probably about 2 hours.
Hour and a half, 2 hours. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. I know nothing about the Mill Space. Can you tell me a little bit about that? Is it an actual theater?
So I love this space. So they're located right in downtown Newmarket. And it's a really fantastic venue that is part performing space and part art gallery. They've been an absolutely incredible place for us to be working with over the past couple of years. We've done song cycles there. We've done a bunch of cabarets. Our 10th anniversary concert on March 29th is happening there as well. I'm just going to get that little plug
punch
right on.
Punch that up.
But yeah, it's a combination art gallery. So they focus on highlighting local artists, and they do sculptures and paintings. But then the other half of it is a really fun stage area. So you have kind of this flexibility of a massive mill space to play with. You know, you have your traditional stage, but what we're excited about doing there, you know, with things like Midsummer, is getting to explore not only the stage, but what happens when we expand things out, you know, 15 feet off of the floor, create an immersive forest for people to walk through.
The acoustically, how is it?
When you know the right people, incredible.
Oh, look at that. Oh, look at that. Take a load up. Fanny, you are listening to NH Unscripted. I am your host with the pajamas bottoms on, Ray Dudley. We are coming to you from the newlywed game set type digs of the WKXL studios in Concord. 1450 AM, 103.9 FM, 101.9 FM for you folks down there in Manchester. NHTalkRadio.com is the URL. Jordan Formicelli, Marina Schiller-Gannon. Yes, yeah. I got her from Dive In Productions. I got a couple more questions for him. We'll be right back. Looked around and I fell in love. And here's your Dave Clark 5 reference for the day. You are listening to NH Unscripted. I am your happy to be out of bed host, Ray Dudley. We are coming to you from the Hollywood Squares like digs of the WKXL studios in Concord. Oh, yeah, 1450 AM, 103.9 FM. Come on, y'all know it. 101.9 FM in Manchester for you beautiful people down there. NHTalkRadio.com is the URL. Jordan Formicelli, Marina Altschuler-Gannon is in the house from Dive In Productions out in the Portsmouth area. We're talking about their upcoming schedules. You have a writer's workshop coming up, correct?
Yes. So we are going to be hosting a writer's workshop, which will be directed by Ben Hunton, who we've worked with on our production of Spelling Bee from last year. And he is an artist local to New Hampshire. And actually, he came to us and Marina got to basically meet with him. And you could definitely speak to this, Marina, just to have someone who had an idea, was so excited and like just ready to run with it. And we're just able to collaborate with them. It's very, very cool. I don't know if you want to talk a little
more about it. Yeah, absolutely. So Ben came to us with this idea. He and I actually graduated from Emerson. He's got a master's in theater education. And he really wanted to kind of create this space for writers to workshop their pieces. So it's going to be an 11-week program. First 6 weeks are going to just be for the writers to come together, workshop, talk, read their stuff out loud, get feedback. And then it's going to transform into a process where we're going to get these pieces up on their feet and do a little more final than a staged reading, but a workshop production of all of these new works over a 2-day New Work Play Festival in August.
So why? Why does this exist? Were you getting people who had ideas that they wanted to write? That are you getting feedback from people saying we need new work? All of that. Why was this created?
So Ben came to us with the idea, and it fit with exactly what we want to do, which is to create a safe and supportive space for artists to develop their craft. And, you know, we feel really strongly at Dive In that the craft of making theater is about every single person who's a part of that. So, you know, when we're putting things together like a 10th anniversary, it's not just the actors that we're inviting. It's the people who took the show photos. It's the person who played Keys 2 5 years ago for us. Like every single person is so critical to making that happen. So creating this space for writers to come together and work on their pieces and then get to see their pieces on stage felt something that was really in line with our mission.
And do you have a lot of writers that have said, yeah, this is a great idea, I want to be there?
Definitely have a pool of writers that I think, you know, when they have opportunities to work on their writing and also showcase it, they come out of the woodwork. But I have also, like, I know we have, like, a lot of friends who are, you know, very passionate, great writers. And so I think that this will be great because, again, new original works and like the workshopping process is something that we both feel so strongly about, and that's also coming out of like an educational background as well as, you know, what we got to do and continue with, you know, venues like the Players Ring and Hatbox, where, you know, you could pitch original ideas and have them put up on a stage.
Yeah.
And it's something so exciting and thrilling, but it's also like it's just a great opportunity for an artist to like actually continue and stay passionate about, you know, the projects that they're working on and like believe in the work that they're doing. There's just nothing quite as thrilling as like getting someone excited about an idea or a show they've never heard of.
Yeah. And I can imagine for a writer to see something go from paper to stage has got to be thrilling. I mean, how often does that happen?
Exactly. It's nerve-wracking. It's exciting. It's a process that I feel very fortunate that I've gotten to be a part of in the last, you know, 5 plus 10 years. And yeah, it's just really cool.
Yeah. Well, so I just want to touch on that one more instant. So one more aspect of that for writers is that they see it in their head, they put it on paper, but it doesn't necessarily translate like they thought to the stage. And it gives them that extra opportunity, right, to go, oh, that didn't work, or it did work really well, and they need to just continue on with it or flesh it out more or something. So I think for them, on a 3D level, they get to actually hone that down or work on it a little bit. Otherwise, it's just on the paper, right? And they're like, oh, it'll always work. That's a great idea, you know.
Exactly. You know, I think Will is a really great example. The playwright for Romantic Atmosphere, which is our fall show going up in October up in Springvale, Maine. He put together this workshop production last June. We did a couple of read-throughs, and he was able to get feedback from 45 people sitting in the audience. You know, here's what I liked, here's what I didn't like, and him getting to hear those jokes out loud gave him a great opportunity to then kind of reshape the way the script worked. He's done a couple more read-throughs since then. You know, it's one thing to think, to read something and think, okay, this flows, this sounds natural, this has the pacing I want, and another to hear it out loud and say, okay, I need to change this if I want this joke
to
land.
Yeah. It's huge. Mm-hmm. It's huge. You guys are all over the place. Maine, Newmarket, my gosh. So you said there's a rom-com, is that the rom-com? What? I don't want to
dive in there. I know, it's a rom-mon com. I'm saying it wrong, but it's basically,
and when,
like,
is that coming up?
So it's coming up in October. It's going to be the second and third weekend of October. I can pull up the actual dates, but I'd have to look at a calendar.
I see.
Yeah,
I see.
But it's going to be second and third weekend in Maine. Yep, which we're really excited. It's a new venue that we haven't gotten a chance. We've been waiting to collaborate with Nasson Little Theater, and Dave Parent and the rest of the team there they're amazing people. They're super encouraging, and they really wanted to work with the company for a while. And so we're really excited to get in there with this project. And then hopefully we might even be able to extend this particular show, Romantic Atmosphere, for one more weekend. But we're still kind of in, it's a constant planning stage.
In Maine is it?
Springvale.
Which is
near Sanford.
You got to give me some reference points.
Yeah, it's right outside of Sanford. In regards to relative directions, a landmark.
North.
No, it's yeah. It's
ju- north.
It's
right.
Just a. It's north. Just a. You know, right across the right across the border. Maybe just 40 minutes away from, like, Portsmouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to make sure before we go too much further that you give out the URL one more time.
We are at www.diveinproductions.com.
And some important dates one more time.
Absolutely. So upcoming events, we have our 10th anniversary at the Newmarket Mill Space on March 29th. We have got the It's Lit Cabaret on April 27th, again at the Newmarket Mill Space. We have got Midsummer Night's Dream once again at the Mill Space from May 31st to June 9th. After that, we have got Romantic Atmosphere, second and third weekend of October. We have a couple of things going on in the summer, like a concert series where we're going to be doing some premieres of works that we're very excited for. And then our winter musical, which will be revealed on the 29th, will be going up December 5th through 13th at the Rochester Performing Arts Center.
Ooh, big stuff, big stuff. Your outdoor concert, what's up with that? Can you give me some?
We want to start doing more outdoor events. This will be a concert series where we have a one-night staging, basically, of a musical.
Okay.
So anything from concept albums that, you know, Broadway composers have made and are willing to have us, you know, have on stage for one night.
It's like first time stuff, or is it?
So the one that we're, again, that we will be
revealing,
kind of, revealing, unveiling on the 29th.
You don't have to shoehorn it in here. I get it, but
I know
we love breaking news.
I know,
just you and me. And,
so you know. if you know Marina or I, it's a composer that we get particularly geeked out about. But I don't know if you want to give any other clues, Marina, it's really up to you.
I'm not going to pressure you.
Just if you are a musical theater singer who has a deep love of rock and roll style musical theater, we need you.
Ooh.
I know. If you like rock, if you like a little bit of a horror element too, I'm not for this particular show, but the composer is, again, just one of my absolute favorites. So. Yeah, we're
very
excited.
So tell me about Dive In a little bit more. How many people are actually on your team?
So it is run by myself as executive director, Jordan as artistic director, and the absolutely incredible Megan Flynn as our technical director. So
have you met Megan? Has Megan been
not
here?
Not yet.
But boy, howdy should you. Megan Flynn is just incredible, a brilliant artist and a technician for just the ages. She's amazing.
Yeah, we have to get her in here. Jordan, that's your responsibility. You
I'll
hear
try my best.
Ah, you hear the music?
Megan's a busy gal. She's hard to book.
Oh my God. Dive In Productions. Jordan Formicelli, Marina Altschiller, Gannon in the house. You are listening to NH Unscripted, and our house is a very, very, very fine house. I am your Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young-like host, Ray Dudley. We are coming to you from deep, deep, deep in the heart of Concord at the WKXL Studios, 1450 AM, 103.9 FM, 101.9 FM, Manchester. NHTalkRadio.com is the URL. This show can be heard Wednesday and Friday mornings at 9 AM. Whew, that was a bucket full today. Thank you, folks, for coming in.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you so much.
Yeah, we're shutting it down.